Right, this is absolutely fantastic. Brought you a bit of this earlier on, but I've been looking into it because I need to find out more. I'm fascinated with this stuff, but they've brought back a wolf, a dire wolf that went extinct.
Wow.
12,500 years ago. 12,500 years ago, with genetic engineering from the tooth of the dire wolf from that length ago.
Yeah.
This is them.
Oh my gosh.
It's the little puppies.
Most amazing story.
Are they called puppies? No, they're called cubs, aren't they? Yeah.
I suppose cubs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Little cubs. We haven't seen them. They've been on this planet for 12,500 years. There they are.
How did it? So amazing.
So what colossal bioscientists, what the scientists did was they were able to sequence the genome of grey wolves. And they collected DNA fragments of a 13,000-year-old tooth and a 72,000-year-old skull. And were able to extract DNA from dire wolves. They were able to then take grey wolf blood, pull out these endothelial progenitor cells, like living cells out of the blood. And they were able to go in and they were able to edit about 20 edits in 14 genes that were specific only to dire wolves into grey wolf genomes.
Just nuts. Which means, how far away from the Jurassic Park dream
of
bringing the lads back?
You're right. No, but seriously, you're right. Like,
yeah, I mean, surely if they can do that, but how do they? I mean, that we don't have anything to kind of, I don't know, is the term crossbreed them with?
I suppose so. As in, you're talking about the dinosaurs.
Talking about a host, you know?
A T-Rex.
Yeah.
What could we mix a T-Rex with?
A Jack Russell.
Yeah, why not?
Jack Russell Rex. Imagine what that would look like. Yeah. This massive animal with tiny little paws playing the accordion.
Imagine they could bring dinosaurs back, though.
There's other animals that they're looking at. These are animals that are extinct over thousands of years, like the dodo and the woolly mammoths, maybe potentially down the line. Mad stuff altogether.
That's really
mad
exciting, stuff. Yeah.
What did I tell you a couple of weeks ago about Donald Trump's tariffs?
Oh, yeah.
That the only way to fight fire with fire is fight fake tan with fake tan. It's been reported this morning Donald Trump's tariff war could affect the cost of his famous fake tan. Told you this is going to happen.
I love it.
He has shocked the world with his trumping taxes.
I know he has, yeah.
But the cost of all fake tan imported into America is now going to be hit with tariffs.
Oh, there you go.
So the old tango one won't be too happy about that. Could he reverse it? Katie Taylor is going to be fighting a massive trilogy that is set to take place in... is it the third one? Are they going to do it in New York?
It is the third one, I think. This is the hat trick, yeah.
So there was all this talk it was going to happen in Crow Park.
That's right.
And they were going to bring it home.
But it's going across to America, is it?
Yeah, because of television rights and all that, you know.
I get that.
They get a bigger audience broadcasting over there at night than they would having it over here.
Yeah.
Trying to get people up in the middle of the night. Rich boxing fans will have to pay up to $1 million for ringside seats for Katie Taylor's trilogy.
Oh, my God.
The trilogy bout with Amanda Serrano. She's just different gravy, Katie Taylor. But I would say Katie's now mid-30s. This has to be her last match,
I would say.
I think so. There's only so much, so many thumbs to the head you can take before you get into a dangerous territory, I would imagine.
It's very true.
But she's just been phenomenal. But that is going to be happening. VIP packages went on pre-sale yesterday.
Yeah.
The most expensive, the front seats, the ringside seats, $1 million a pop. And everybody and anybody wants to be there. Hey,
love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. I've got Ryan from the Glen. Good morning, Mr. Long. How's things?
How's things, KC?
Not too bad.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan is going to, I have a feeling, you know, you get an energy of people.
Yeah. Do you feel like he's going to do it?
Big smart head up on
Come
Ryan.
Come on, Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not healing myself today.
Oh, yes.
This is just 10 out of 10 for the grand buddy and we'll all be happy. I really want you to win this. What's the first thing you're doing? Are we going on a holiday or a break or...
Yeah, we'll see. Now we get to 10 questions right
first. That's yeah, we'll work that out afterwards.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Noel Gallagher is a singer in what rock band?
Oasis.
Easter Sunday falls on what day?
Sunday.
Question number 3. How many counties are there in Munster?
6.
Billy Joe Armstrong sings in what band?
Green there.
Stifler's mom was a character. Can you name the film?
American Pie.
Question number 6. Declan Rice plays his club football with who?
Arsenal.
Question 7. What is the original name for Cove?
Queensland.
Question number 8. What county is Paul Mescal from?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Dublin?
Question number 9. Who wrote Lord of the Rings?
Oh,
so there's a lot of letters and then it begins with a T, the surname.
Yeah.
Think Dallas and put Tolkien at the end of it.
Dallas Tolkien.
No! JR, you donkey!
Oh, he's quite nice about Harry Potter, no?
Oh, look, under pressure, what an answer.
Oh, man, brilliant answer.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
That was such a good answer. I love it. I love that.
Dallas Tolkien, bye. Fair play to you, Ryan.
So
listen, you got everything. You got Oasis, Sunday, Six Counties, Green Day, American Pie, Arsenal, Queenstown.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you say Queensland?
I think, Queenstown.
Paul Mescal is from Kildare as well. Just out the road from Dublin.
It was a good old go, though, Ryan.
Listen, you did great. Come back and do it again, Ryan. In the meantime, we've got
I'd love to.
No sarcasm there at all.
I've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors and have a lovely day. Fair play to you, Ryan. Thanks a million.
Well done. Thanks very much.
Bye. Good luck. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Watch Chris O'Dowd's Small Town Big Story on Sky or without a contract with Now. There's a lad on Instagram who I follow. I just love his content. I love his videos. His name is Casey Lowry. And he's got long blonde hair and he sings funny responses to really funny videos. But he's a really talented singer-songwriter as well. I think he lives in a mobile home and just travels around the place. He's real windswept and interesting, but he does these responses to people put questions on Instagram and he'll sing a song back to them.
What's a terrible thing you did as a child that you feel really bad about as an adult?
What's a terrible thing you did as a child that makes you feel really bad? When I was in year 6, I learned a new swear word and I taught it to my whole class. The teacher didn't understand why the whole school was yelling. And I blamed it on this girl called Sadie who sat next to me at lunch.
But the question stands. Something you did as a kid, when you think about it, you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking of? Anything immediately spring to mind, Vic?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing. I'm even going red talking about it. I once told a dinner lady that we had gotten a cat as a pet and she then called round to our house to see.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's just one of those things you do.
Why was the dinner lady come round to your house?
I think it's more weird on her.
She's a big time, yeah.
Maybe you're right.
I think you're
I'm here to feed your cat.
She was friends with my mum, but had gotten a new pet herself.
Yeah.
And she was telling everybody about the pet, so I obviously decided.
Oh, I've got a cat.
Yeah,
oh my
I've
God.
Got a cat.
When you're caught out lying.
And I remember lying. I told her it was called Tigger. I gave it a name and everything, and she called around to see it, and my mum was like, no, we don't have a cat.
This is the woman you have to see every day for your dinner.
Yes,
it's
a dinner lady.
So did you just not have food for the rest of your school life after that?
I just remember getting like an absolute roasting from my mum, like, you can't tell lies like that. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
Amazing.
It's not amazing. It's weird.
You were just trying to impress her or at least make conversation or something,
yeah,
you know?
But like, it's a bit of a big lie to tell, like, isn't it?
Oh my God. Rory, anything that you can springs to mind?
Nothing as mental as that. I broke my friend Jerry's arm.
Oh, hello.
Like playing in school, like I pushed him onto the floor and he broke his arm and he started crying and I ran away to the end of the field thinking that the teacher wouldn't find me. She did and I got killed.
Kelly Boo, as a child, what did you do that you're embarrassed about?
I was really bad for like locking the toilet door.
Locking yourself in.
Yeah,
there.
And
okay.
then not knowing how to unlock it.
And my, I just, we've all done that, haven't we?
I think one of my first ever memories is my dad, my poor parents, like outside the door, trying to put in a piece of paper so that I would put the key on the paper
and slide it under.
Slide it under to knock them out. But I just always did. I don't know what the fascination was.
Yeah.
But yeah, just causing havoc.
You just wanted to be on your own in the space.
So.
I took the old fella's car into town for a spin when I was 14 with three lads in the car with
me. Dear God.
Like, took the car. He used to work, you know, he'd work in a pub at night. He was running his own bar. So he'd get a taxi in if he was going to have a few. And the keys would be left on the mantelpiece. And Mum and Dad went into town one night, took the car. And I could drive. Like, I was driving around the house for years. Of course I could drive on the road. Took it into town. Three boys picked them up, went in, stopped at a checkpoint. On my children's life, on the McHale Road in Castlebar, there was a checkpoint. I sat up in the seat as high as I could and went as low as I could with my voice, "Are we a guard?" And he looked at the tax and insurance and went, "All right, lads, where are you off to?" "Just going for a spin." "All right, off you go." 14.
He let you go.
Were you an old-looking 14-year-old?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was tall.
I'd say you were 6 foot by
tall,
then.
Yeah.
Tall and lanky, but I remember thinking, I never did it again.
Until I
got my licence. But my God, when I think back to it, what could have...
I don't know. Oh, lads.
Hit us with your stories. Think back to the time when you were young and there's a story that you've
all done,
you did something that when you think of it now, it turns you inside out. You want the ground to open up and swallow you.
My father used to be on night work. He'd be asleep during the day and I used to take the car and drive it around the parks. And he used to say to the mother, "God, that car is very heavy on petrol."
I put 20 quid's worth into it yesterday. It's down to a fiver. What's going on?
As kids, we used to fill an old soccer ball with rocks and place it across the road and stand across by the shop. And when people used to pass by, we used to ask them to pass us the ball.
Oh, you pops.
Straight into
A&E.
I used to visit Cove a lot. We have relatives in Cove and we'd be down there for all the summers when we were kids. And my aunts and uncles decided one day to ask me if I wanted to go out to the fields picking potatoes. So I was delighted to be included and went along as you do. And after a while, I just got fed up. So I kind of started copping that, you know, you must get paid by the bag. So I just started filling my bag rock and not realising that the guy who used to own the field was going to come up in the tractor and check all the bags. Came to me, emptied my bags, and it was just full of rocks. So he handed me a pound and drove me back into my granny's house.
That's brilliant.
Amazing.
I mean,
imagine her face.
The intention was good and it was a bit of a genius move. Okay, obviously I'm gonna make money by weight here.
Yeah. Imagine her face and his face when he emptied out the
When you got busted for this stuff. Oh my good Lord.
Yeah.
And shoplifting has come in quite a lot.
Hi Vic, hi Casey. Hope all is well. Sun is shining, what a beautiful day. So I was about 14, I went into a bunch of stores, Patrick Street. And just as you go in the door, there used to be a load of pens and biros there, the four pens built into the one, the big biros. So when I went in, it was every little boy's dream, I suppose, to have a little pin like that. Took it, put it into my pocket, out the door, happy old. Who was outside? But a detective called Flan Wiley. French Arno. Caught me. He says to me, "What did I see you doing there?" And I panicked. I said, "I'm so sorry, guard." He goes, "Give me that pen." I gave him the pen. He goes, "Go home." He put it into his pocket. I walked up the street.
That's amazing. A brilliant story.
Amazing.
That's so good.
Bad boys, you can see him strutting away. Nice new pen there, boys. Brilliant. You know the times when you were a kid and you broke something, but you tried to do a repair job on it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were young fellas, we were playing soccer on the green and I took a shot at one of the goals. It went in, but it hit our neighbour's car and knocked the wing mirror off. Thankfully, the neighbour was away on holidays, caravanning or whatever they were doing. So we decided then to glue the mirror onto the car. And oh my God, the streaks, the permanent streaks it made. It absolutely destroyed the side of the car.
Again, with the best of intentions.
What
and it's like kicking a football at Italy and smashing it, and then you try and glue the little bits of glass back together.
Love waking up in Cork. Red with KC.
Have you heard of these Kingfisher lads? They're brilliant. They're coming to the Marquee. I think they've got two dates. Second one might be completely sold out. They were on the Two Johnnies podcast and they were talking about a song that they wrote for a village down in East Cork. Killa. All right? Hmm. And there has to be a tribute band coming out of the out of Killa called the Killas, right? Yeah. It has to be. So they wrote a song, and the reason why they wrote that very famous Killa song, which is doing the rounds at the moment, is because of this.
Killa haven't won anything in years, many, many years, and they got to an East Cork. Well, no, they were looking like they were going to get to an East Cork Junior A final, and I was down in Killa one night, and one of the lads came up to me and was like, "You're writing an old song for Killa. Go on, loads of people have songs, and Killa have no song. You write a song." And I made a deal, and I said, "If you get to the final, I'll write a song." And lo and behold, I got to the final. I got the text off Yank, if you're listening, to write the song. And me and Eddie just ran off while Magoo was recording banjo one day and started writing something. And Magoo walked in and we ended up writing Killa.
Where the boys never knelt, they'd go rearing and tearing and fighting for love, for the land called Killa and the Lord up above. Killa, la, 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 la.
Pretty catchy. Nice, nice use of the words killa and lalas. It's the biggest song on Spotify, by the way. But no way. I'm telling you, I've got an issue with lads from Limerick coming in here singing songs about our villages. All right, I'm having none of it.
You're annoyed?
No, I'm very annoyed. We can do much better than that. Much better.
Down in Killa, they're mad for the hurling. Killa la la la, Killa la la la, Killa la la la.
All right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They are mad for the hurling. Killa la 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 la.
Even a festive one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why Brilliant. Not?
Ah, oh, yes.
Hey, here we go.
Cause this is Killa.
Nice.
Killa la.
Who sent that one in, by the way?
That was Finn and Wayne. Fair play to both of you.
Okay, that works as well. Sam Smith.
Okay.
Okay, let's try.
There you go, Kingfisher. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Great song, though, lads. Well done. Yeah, they will be at the Marquee this year. Second date, there might be a couple of cheeky tickets left. 8:35.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
This is Red FM. There's more Killa song suggestions rolling into us. Hold on. Can you get the train to Killa?
Yeah, you can.
You can now, anyway. Gary, what have you got?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
All together. Killa, la, 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 la.
Do you know what? Are you the kind of person that, if you're busy with life, and you're getting up in the morning and you're doing the kind of Groundhog Day thing where you're up at the same time and maybe you've got little people at home and you've got to get them into school and then you got to get into the car. You got us on the radio. Thank you for doing so. And you're at the same junction at the same time and you listen to the pop quiz at the same time and you get into work and you do your job and then you get home and you have a million things to do and then at the weekend you're doing taxi in and that, you know, that life thing.
Yes.
Why are we all wrecked and knackered all the time?
Yeah, it's true.
It's because we're doing so many bloody jobs.
Is it?
And I never thought about it this way before. But I want you to have a listen to this guy. He's brilliant. He's a comedian who has observed the reason why we're all absolutely burnt out.
Go.
I decide why I'm knackered all the time. And I've realised the reason is I'm doing about 9 jobs I wasn't aware of. I work for 9 different companies that I wasn't aware I was working for. I work for the post office, picking up all the things they can't be bothered to deliver, because apparently I'm out. And I work for the gas board and the electricity board, reading their meters. Work for the local supermarket, scanning the shopping, doing their job, right? Although they don't trust me to scan the booze for some reason. Work for IKEA, making furniture. I work for the budget airlines, checking myself in and printing my tickets off. I work in IT for Virgin Media, fixing my broadband. And I work part-time for Amazon, taking in my neighbour's parcels.
so true!
Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Ye pups, what's going on?
I know, Jennifer Coolidge, who played Stifler's mum
She did in...
She did in American Pie.
American Pie,
Pie.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Was also, she also had a main part in Legally Blonde and currently is starring in White Lotus, but she was talking to a Swedish journalist, giving him an interview, and the most amazing thing happened. I'm going to play you that piece of audio first. This is Jen.
I dated a really handsome Swedish guy in my youth.
Do you remember his name?
Yes, Raphael Edholm.
Ooh, that's cool. He's famous.
He is?
Yeah.
Didn't you? Why didn't I stick with him?
You should have. He is famous, though.
Is he? He is now?
You didn't know that. Yeah. He's like an actor, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Not as famous as you, but still.
Oh, my God. Can you get a message to him?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you look into the camera and give him the message. I'll make sure he sees it.
All right. Raphael, I didn't know you were going to be successful. If you want to know where I live after this, I'll give you my phone number.
All right.
So, the thing went full circle because what happened next is unreal. Raphael replied to Jen. Now, I have to tell you, for some reason, bizarre reason, he decided to reply while he was jogging. So all you can really hear is him being out of breath, but you can make out kind of what he's saying. So this is Raphael's response to Jennifer.
So Stifler's mom was from American Pie was with this fella before he became famous.
Yes.
She now realised he is famous and now she's trying to get back with him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very strange.
Hey, Jennifer. This is your Swedish famous ex. Where the hell are you? Come and visit Sweden. It's the most beautiful place in the world. Nothing beats the morning walks and the morning runs. See you soon. Bye.
Actually, yeah.
I don't know why he decided to do it while he was jogging, but that's what, like, why?
So what's happening?
Sounds to me like he's like, come and visit Sweden anytime.
Is he married?
I don't know. Apparently he's gorgeous though.
All right.
Yeah. So wait and see what happens there. But isn't that amazing that something went full circle like that?
Stifler's mom has got it going on.
She absolutely has.
5 to 8. What else is going on?
Bill Murray got a little bit angry with a paparazzi who was following him. And he gave him a really unusual threat. Have a listen to this.
Bill Murray doesn't threaten people.
Yeah, he does.
Stop it. If you attack me like that again, I'll step on your foot.
I like it, though. He's cute, isn't he?
That's the most Bill Murray response. I'll step on your foot.
If you would just stamp on your foot.
Remember when lads used to do that in school? If you brought in a new pair of runners and they'd all run over just to dirty them up.
Yeah, that's it. Kevin Bacon's also been chatting about something that he's become ridiculously addicted to and now he's got anxiety over it. In case he can't squeeze one in, have a listen.
In case he can't what?
Squeeze one in.
I've gotten so addicted to naps that I'm afraid I'm not going to...
You're under the hard shit, huh?
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to fit in a nap. And it depends on how long this lightning round goes because I'm already feeling threatened by the fact that I might not be able to get my 10... And they're only 10 minutes long, so...
He's having NASA naps. I've spoken to you about this before.
NASA? What's a NASA nap?
It's a phenomenon. But my one lasts about 25 minutes. You nap. So NASA worked out for astronauts the optimum time that you should have a nap during the day.
Okay.
So that you don't wake up feeling groggy, so that you don't get into a deep sleep, but your brain gets just enough rest to feel awake again. And it's about 24 minutes, they say. So now, if I'm ever taking a nap, very rarely, but if I ever get a chance to, I will only do it for 24 minutes. And I'm telling you now, it works.
But, like, does that factor in the time it takes to get to sleep?
Well, you have to... I always add on a little extra 5 minutes, so it takes me 5 minutes to get to sleep. But Barack Obama used to have 10-minute naps, and in the middle of the day when he was in the White House, and he used to say, you just woke up as if it was
impossible.
A fresh day.
I would sleep on a galloping horse, and if I close my eyes, I'm gone for 8 hours. End of story. Nobody's waking
really?
Me up, yeah.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Ladies Rugby is coming to Cork. It is the Six Nations this weekend. Ireland versus England. We've got your tickets with thanks to MunsterRugby.ie. Morning, Louise. How are we? Are you well?
I'm very good. How are you?
Chancer Centre.
She's a Chancer, yeah.
Chancer. Text in one number between 1 and 60.
Yeah.
What number did you send in, Louise?
Between 1 and 60 and all the other numbers in between.
Every single number between 1 and 60 in separate individual entries. Give me one of those numbers, please.
Was it number 24?
Yeah, might as well be.
Yeah.
Or it could have been 58.
It could have been any, yeah.
Now, her argument... I was talking to Rafael and I was like, you're an absolute chancer. You know you're only supposed to put in one entry. And she said, to be fair, I didn't specify that in terms and conditions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but lucky numbers, it's one number
very
per entry.
Very funny, Louise.
Are you like this? Are you like this in life anyway? You just chance your arm and see how you get on.
I literally got a tattoo a couple of weeks ago on my birthday.
Yeah,
my birthday is on Valentine's, so I got an ace of hearts up my sleeve because I always have an ace up my sleeve.
Yay, I like it.
Oh yeah. All right, Del girl, you're going to the rugby this weekend, Ireland versus England.
That's the job. I'm going to bring my dad. My dad will be delighted.
Well done.
Weather's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a huge event. Yeah. Enjoy. Let us know how you get on Monday. All right, Lou.
I will, of course. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Take care. Good luck.
Love you.
Bye now. Tickets available at munsterrugby.ie if you want to go along and check it out. It is the Guinness Six Nations Women's Battle, Ireland versus England. Grab your tickets through munsterrugby.ie because we really need a full venue to support the Irish ladies this weekend. 8:54, this is Red FM.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.